My equipment is just starting to record right now. And if you could, William, where were you stationed during your time overseas?
I was stationed with the 4th Marine Division at Pearl Harbor, and then we went on in the invasion of Saipan and Tinian, and then went back to Pearl Harbor. I was wounded on Saipan, and I went back to Pearl Harbor, and at Pearl Harbor I stayed in the hospital there until that December, and as I was transferred on the USS Mormack Dole hospital ship, it was run by the Army.
Can he tell them goodbye first? In the middle of your interview, he wants to tell them goodbye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. All right, I've started my recorder again, sir. And so you were over in Pearl Harbor. Were you over there on December 7th, 1941?
No, I was over there February 1924. Okay. No, I can't remember.
Oh.
I have a little problem with memory.
Oh, sure.
And anyhow, I was stationed there, and after we come back from maneuvers on Maui, back to Pearl Harbor, we were loading the airplane, or loading the ships to go in the invasion of Saipan. And at that time, we were loading ammunition and gas and everything else for war. And they took it, put it on the ship, and they had 13 ships there. And at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, why, one of the LST I was on blew up, and then it, in sequence, there's 11 of them went down at Pearl Harbor. And then I was put back in the hospital and with my wounds, and I stayed there about 5 days, and then they put me back in the division, and I went to Saipan. And I went in on the third wave at invasion of Saipan. And I guess that's about the size of it.
What are there any particular memories of your time overseas that stand out to you, sir?
Well, the bad things that I remember was we had to load up ammunition and everything and expose ourselves to everything. It wasn't too pleasant.
And where were you wounded? Were you wounded on your legs or on your nose? What happened?
I got a piece of shrapnel across my nose.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it pretty painful?
Well, they sewed my nose back on. I don't think the guy was much of a seamstress, but he didn't make my nose any better.
Now, you served in the Navy, is that correct, sir?
I was drafted into the Navy, and I was trained as a hospital corpsman, and I was trained in surgery, and any other thing that happened in the hospital. And then they sent me to the division, and I was assigned to a company as an aid man. And their duty there was, if one of the boys got hit, shot or whatever might happen, by then it was my job to take care of them, save their life if we could.
Sure.
And that was how we, and then after we started to war over into Saipan and Tinian, by then we got the
do you remember anything about when you were over at Saipan?
No, not the only thing was that we started in on about daylight in the morning, and we hit the shore, and then went in three waves. And the third wave is when I got hit, and the corpsman was with me and my company. He put patches on my nose.
Were you close to your fellow sailors too?
You bet.
Were they good guys?
Pardon?
Were they good guys to serve with?
Oh yes, that was really good. The only bad thing is that we don't remember.
Were most of them from the Midwest like yourself, sir? Oh, here you go. Here you go. It's okay. Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
okay. Okay. Do you remember what it was like when you got your orders that you'd be going home?
Well, I was in the hospital at Pearl Harbor, and we had numbers, and as our number came up, they loaded us on the hospital. I was on a U.S. Molnarac Dove, which is the name of the hospital ship, and that ship it was run by the Army, and it was a junker, so to speak, but we had about 350 people in there, and it was converted to a hospital ship. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and stop, sir? Is that okay with you, or?
What's that?
Do you have any other comments you'd like to make, or are you good?
Well, I went back to the States, and we got back to Oakland Naval Hospital, and we stayed there for about 3 days, and then we went to San Diego, and I stayed there until the next July when I got discharged from the service.
And then it was back to South Dakota?
No, I lived in California. My wife was, at that time, was from California.
Oh, sure.
And then after the war settled and everything, then I come back to South Dakota.
Okay. Yeah, back to here?
Well, no, I have come back to Rapid City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where I was from. Hot Springs, Rapid City.
Oh, sure. That's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you move to Falkton then?
Been here about 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you live in town here? Or?
Yeah, we live just across the street from the telephone office.
Oh, okay.
We have our home there.
Okay. Well, William, it was nice to talk.
Well,